This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has asserted that the country has now become a pioneer of technological transformation instead of being just a consumer of technology. He added that the country's growth in technology is not linear but exponential. The Prime Minister was speaking after inaugurating the Emerging Science and Technology Innovation Conclave 2025 at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi this morning. The Prime Minister also launched the 1 lakh crore rupees worth of Research Development and Innovation Scheme Fund to give a major boost to research and development ecosystem in the country.
हमने research, development, innovation scheme भी शुरू की है और इसके लिए 1 लाख करोड़ रुपए की राशि तय की गई है. हमारा प्रयास है कि private sector में भी research and development को बढ़ावा मिले. पहली बार high risk और high impact projects के लिए capital भी उपलब्ध कराई जा रही है.
In Bihar, campaigning for the first phase of assembly elections is in full swing before coming to an end tomorrow evening. Star campaigners and senior leaders from both major alliances, the NDA and the Mahagathbandhan, are holding multiple public meetings and rallies across various poll-bound assembly constituencies. In this phase, polling will be held on Thursday in 121 constituencies across 18 districts. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi addressed a public meeting at Saharsa. Mr. Modi said when NDA government came to power in 2014, it launched a campaign to restore the glory of Nalanda. The government allocated over 2,000 crore rupees to the university in past decade, and today, magnificent campus for Nalanda University has been built. Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah held public rally in Sitamarhi. He said the NDA government has taken several steps in the past decade to end terrorism in the country. RJD leader and Mahagathbandhan's chief ministerial candidate, Tejaswi Prasad Yadav, addressed an election rally in Bhojpur. He claimed that political change in Bihar is certain, and Congress leader Priyanka Gandhi Vadra held roadshow in Rusera. President Draupadi Murmu today addressed a special session of the Uttarakhand Legislative Assembly in Dehradun on the occasion of the Silver Jubilee of the state's formation. Extending her congratulations to all residents and legislators of the state, the president commended Uttarakhand's remarkable progress over the past 25 years. In Rajasthan, 10 people were killed and 30 others were injured after a speeding dumper went out of control due to a brake failure and rammed into several vehicles in Jaipur this afternoon. Chief Minister Bhajan Lal Sharma has directed officials to ensure proper medical treatment for those injured. 19 people have been killed in a road accident in Telangana when a truck rammed into an RTC bus at Mirzaguda Khanpur Road near Chevilla in Rangareddy district this morning. The President, Vice President and Prime Minister have expressed grief at the loss of lives due to the tragic road accident. The state government has also announced an ex gratia of 5 lakh rupees each to the families of the deceased in addition to 2 lakh rupees insurance to be provided by RTC. The injured will be provided assistance of 2 lakh rupees. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar has said that steady growth in bilateral trade and investment has been witnessed between India and Bahrain in the recent years. In his opening remarks at the 5th India-Bahrain High Joint Commission meeting in New Delhi, Dr. Jayashankar said both countries have witnessed significant progress in bilateral investment in areas of defence, security, trade and people-to-people ties. U.S. President Donald Trump has said that Pakistan is among the countries that have been actively testing nuclear weapons. Speaking to a TV channel yesterday, Mr. Trump claimed that Russia, China, North Korea and Pakistan are conducting nuclear tests. Meanwhile, Russian President Vladimir Putin signed a law terminating the already defunct plutonium disposal agreement with the U.S., which had been aimed at limiting the production of nuclear weapons-grade material. Congratulatory messages are pouring in for the Indian women's cricket team on winning their maiden World Cup. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have congratulated Team India on their remarkable victory. The President called it a watershed moment which will take them to still higher performances. And that is the end of this news bulletin.